Police identified the shooter as James Davis Jr., a 19-year-old CMU sophomore, and said they had multiple interactions with Davis the day before the shooting. Campus Police Chief Bill Yeagley says Davis came to campus police Thursday evening, saying he feared for his life and was running from someone who intended to kill him.
We were not able to see any risk for anyone. This other person that Mr. Davis identified did not have any risk, pose any risk to Davis or anyone else.
Yeagley noted that Davis seemed unreasonable and wasn't making much sense. Yeagley says Davis was initially let go, but officers ran into him again around 1:45 Friday morning outside his dorm in Campbell Hall. Davis was described as acting, quote, unreasonable and illogical. At that point, Yeagley says officers called Davis's mother.
The officer said that we had some suspicion it might be drugs. Does he have a drug history? The mother said she too is concerned this could be drugs.
Yeagley says officers then drove Davis to a local hospital to get him checked out. Davis remained at the hospital until he was released to his parents around 8 a.m. Friday. Davis and his parents returned to his dorm where they helped him pack. Yeagley says Davis went down to his parents' car shortly thereafter around 8:30 a.m. and returned to the room with a gun.
What we know for sure is that the gun was registered to his father, and that for sure he came from the parking lot into our residence hall with the gun, and the father was upstairs at that time.
Police say it was at that point Davis shot and killed his parents in his fourth-floor dorm room. His parents have been identified as Diva Davis and James Davis Sr. James Sr. was a part-time police officer in Bellwood, Illinois, near Chicago. After the shooting, Yeagley says Davis fled the scene, leaving his father's gun, and followed train tracks north through campus. University officials quickly put the campus on lockdown mode. It's not clear what Davis did for the next 15 hours, but just after midnight, a train operator called police.
One of the operators of that train noticed a subject standing out near the railroad tracks, found that suspicious, and called us.
Yeagley says CMU police responded quickly and had Davis in custody within minutes of the call. When officers found Davis, Yeagley says he was suffering from hypothermia and, quote, life was not making sense to him at that moment. Davis is facing two charges of open murder and a felony firearms charge. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.